Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosia with Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart. And Andy, back in the spring during OTAs and minicamp, we heard from head coach Bill Belichick. These are teaching camps. We have now, it seems, transitioned from a teaching camp to a competitive camp here on day four of this training camp.
Yeah, no question. And when you compete, sometimes you talk and it gets like a game situation. And we saw that today with Malcolm Butler, Julian Edelman. They've been going at it since last year, obviously. But Butler doesn't fail for confidence. Couple plays in the end zone today in the red zone. Butler got the better of it, and he was clearly telling Edelman, you could see from afar the head bobbing up and down talking. A couple plays later, he dove, missed the play. Edelman scores. Not only does he spin the ball in Butler's direction, but Brady comes over to give Butler some chatter. So, it's your second year Super Bowl hero there, and he's very much in that mix of competition.
And very encouraging, I would have to think, that Malcolm Butler continues to cover Julian Edelman and frustrate him at times.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you're talking about one of the best slot receivers, quick receivers in the National Football League. That's a good test for Butler every day to get him ready for the real bullets of the season.
We're talking about Malcolm Butler. Let's hear what the second-year player had to say.
It's all about, competing. That's what you're going to do when you go out there and play against other teams. So you might as well get started here with your teammates and, being prepared, doing that at practice, just carry it over to the game or whatever situation.
And Andy, on the subject of competition, not only were Malcolm Butler and Julian Edelman engaged, but even Tom Brady and defensive coordinator Matt Patricia.
Yeah, a little while after Brady was giving Butler a hard time, goal line segment, Brady actually wasn't even in. The running back crossed what he thought crossed the plane, and Brady gave it to just screaming in Matt Patricia's direction on the goal line. Patricia kind of nodding his head, making hand gestures. Then two plays later, Brady excited again for what he thought was a touchdown. Patricia's pointing to the ground, knee was down, they're going at it, and Brady's yelling things about, we'll have meetings later, we'll see on the film, and all. It's good, I think. It's good competition, good healthy competition between your quarterback, your defense, the defenders, the defensive coordinator. You got to get through these days as you start to get sore and everything. I think it's good competition for the team.
I'd agree. I think very reminiscent of the early days of training camp from a year ago. Competition, intensity, add a little excitement and fun out there, too.
And that worked out well last year, right, in the end. That was a good foundation for everything they faced during the year.
Andy, good foundation from you, as always. For Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Bob Sosi for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.